VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The United Nations said Tuesday that a national conference for Libya, scheduled for Sunday to bring warring parties together, is unlikely to go ahead because of the military escalation underway in Tripoli. In a statement, the UN Libya envoy said he is determined to hold the national conference as soon as possible, but the current recurrence of fighting is overshadowing the political process. Aid agencies are urging the rival militias to do everything they can to protect civilians as fighting for control of Tripoli escalates and casualties mount. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
In recent days, health facilities near Tripoli have reported 47 people killed and 181 wounded. The World Health Organization says 9 civilians, including 2 doctors, are among the dead. It says one doctor reportedly was killed while working as part of a field ambulance service. WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich says the agency has documented dozens of attacks against health workers and facilities that killed and injured 32 health workers and patients since 2018. He says targeting them is against international humanitarian law. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Gunfire was heard outside the Sudanese military headquarters in the capital, Khartoum, on Tuesday. At the same time, demonstrations seeking the ouster of President Omar al-Bashir continued for a third consecutive day. Large groups of protesters have been gathering since Saturday, calling for the end of al-Bashir's 30-year autocratic rule. Israeli voters decided Tuesday whether to give Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu another term in office in a tight election. No results yet. This is VOA News. For a seventh week, police in